a job, you don't say the definition of a job is taking a chance, man, even though.
The definition of taking a job, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
you can get a house, a car, build a family based on the foundation of, yo, I got this job that's going to take care of it. But if another person doesn't like you, they can fire you. That's risky. That's taking a chance.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. Today, I have a very special guest in the studio.
I'm not that special.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Not that special.
Come on. Mr. David Shands. Mr. David Shands, Sleepless is for Suckers. Mr. David Shands, the best-selling author. Yeah. Mr. David Shands, I mean, the list goes on and on, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me, man. I'm excited. Man. I'm excited about this interview. I really am, man.
I'm honestly excited to have you here, man. Because I told you before, those of you who have not seen this book before, you need to get your copy of this book
fact.
Right here.
That's a fact.
This is a fact. This is I'm gonna go ahead and say this is the entrepreneurship Bible.
Ooh. Big words right there.
I'm gonna say it, man. Big I told words. You. Okay. Okay, so here's a little bit. We're going to get to you, but I just want to talk this about your book first. Mm-hmm. So reading was okay for me when I did, like, summer reading. Mm-hmm. I went to school, Cobb County, Willow High School, and they would make us do summer reading. I read the book because I had to. Didn't really like reading. I was like, nah, nope. Fell out of love with reading completely. TV's a real thing. You know this. TV's a real thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but then it got to the point where – then I said, okay, well, I'm in this personal development space. I want to speak more. I want to be able to demand a higher fee.
Ah, for sure.
So my dad always says, if you want to earn more, you have to learn more. And then I said, okay, well, let me look at this book, man. This book was sitting on my shelf for like 2 years. Whenever I reached out to you. And I picked it up and I started reading it. And I said, wow, I read 40 pages the first night.
Wow.
Next day, 40 more pages. Wow. Next day, 40 more pages. And then just some of the stuff in the book, well, I mean, the whole book. I was like, man, this is good. And then I was actually doing what you said. You're like, okay, well, you know, in order for you to achieve success, you have to cut some things out. So you got to write down what you're going to cut out. And I was like, I don't think I have nothing to cut out. That was first. I was like, I don't think there's nothing really here to cut out. But then I was like, okay, well, I can sacrifice this. I can sacrifice that. So, man, I thank you for writing this book, man.
I appreciate you picking it up after 2 years. Dang, that joint's collecting dust.
Well, hey, I got a shirt. I got a shirt, too. I was trying to find a shirt and wear it, but I couldn't find it. I'm gonna need to buy another one.
I agree.
Yeah, I need to buy another one. Man, so how did you get on this journey? Well, I know because I read the book. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the people who don't know David Shands because they're living under a rock, how did entrepreneurship start? What did that look like for you, man?
I think entrepreneurship started with understanding that if I did some work in my house, my parents would give me a couple of dollars.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Like, if I did some work around the house, there's always some work that needs to be done. If I do it, I'll make money. And my father was an entrepreneur too, so he kind of instilled in me that you can always do some work and make money. Mm. Right? Some people feel like if their job doesn't give them a job, they can't make money.
Mm.
If a job doesn't give you a job to do, or if you're off on the weekends, if your job says you can't work on the weekends, you can't make money.
Yeah.
But from a small age, my dad taught me that if I have an idea where, oh, I need $20, there's a way to figure it out. And you wouldn't believe how many people never think like that. I need my light bill paid. It's $80. Their first thought is, I don't get paid till Friday, or I don't get paid until next week. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't get paid until I get paid.
Mm.
But my dad taught me that if I have a need, I can go work and make money.
Mm.
It's a simple concept, but
it really is. It is a simple concept, but when we're not used to thinking outside the box and we never think outside the box, we just get that tunnel vision. It's like, okay. And like you're saying, just to your point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so. But from your father telling you that point, then Man, can you just walk us through the Cheesecake Factory story,
oh,
man?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I mean, because that part,
forward.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got some elementary and middle and high school.
Oh, no, no, hey, you can share what I want to hear. I want to hear something I ain't heard.
Well, I mean, we all have that. Just from that point, right? So, mm-hmm. And this might be the point for somebody to just realize, if you have a need, you can go fill the need. You don't have to wait for somebody to help you fill the need. You know what I mean? But all throughout high school, I just took that concept of, oh, I need some money. Oh, kids in my school eat candy. I can go buy candy and sell it, right? The leaves continue to fall every single year. There's a group of people who hate having leaves on their lawn in the fall. And they'd be happy to pay somebody to take the leaves off their lawn. Or the grass grows every summer. And they hate the fact. And actually, I found out that some homeowners, they're required to cut the lawn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, definitely. You're required.
You got to cut the lawn because they don't want it making their neighborhood look bad and stuff like that.
So if you need to make $100 this week, what do we do? Do we wait for a paycheck? You feel me? So
no, I mean, that's super real.
Yeah, I took that to, working at the Cheesecake Factory. I never had just a job. I always had a job in some sort of something on the side. I never worked a job. So it's almost like you're asking me, how did I get into entrepreneurship? But I've always been asking myself, how the heck did I get into this job? How did this happen?
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, I never thought a job was normal. It's not a normal thing. Mm. What's normal is I can fill a need and make money.
Wow. You say you never thought a job was a normal
thing? I didn't think for me.
Yeah. No, that's amazing.
I understood the concept. If a job was going to pay me, and I went to the schools and taught the kids this, and I'm implementing a program, and I've been doing it for a couple of years now. It's one school. I'm at Reedan High School now, and I showed the kids how, you know, they can take a 25-cent wristband and sell it for $2. And I always ask the kids, if you had an hour to go sell some wristbands in the streets, adults, you know, that people just want to support kids, how many wristbands could you sell?
Ooh.
How many could you sell in an hour, right? Some say, yo, I could sell 10, I could sell 20, I could sell 50, right? But I'm saying, well, let's say we sold 8 in an hour. You can make $16 an hour. Wendy's is going to pay you 8 an hour. You feel me? Ooh. This is why I can't work. Like, it's not normal to work a job for $8 an hour when you know you can get out there and make 16 or 20 or 100. So.
See, then this is another reason why I had to reach out to you, because you make it so tangible, because that's somebody in high school, that's somebody graduated college, and that's
growing,
like,
up right now.
Yeah, that's there are many people right now, if they really broke their salary down into an hourly wage, and they'd be like, wait a minute, I'm making, you know, X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
But, man, that's, yeah, I mean.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and like I was telling you offline before, and going back, I'm going back to the book, man. I'm going back
Please
to the
do.
Entrepreneurship Bible. Yeah, and then I was talking about, I was reading about the $100 off days, man. And I said that after reading that you really challenged me, because I'm shifting my mindset now. And I was like, as I go out there, I'm not even really selling it. I'm not even trying to sell books for the purpose of selling books. I'm doing the mindset exercise. Can you just talk about the $100 off days, man?
Oh, absolutely. So it actually came from this bartender that worked at my job. His name's Mike from New York. That was my guy. I came up to eat one day. I was off that day. And he said something. I forgot how we came about. I'm sure it's in the book. But he said something like, hey, man, you know, I'm off tomorrow, but I still got to eat. Like, I got to make money on my off days, too. Mm. I said, yo, that's dope. Because in my mind, I'm thinking I need to make money in my side business every day. But he's like, yo, on my off days, I set a goal where I got to make a certain amount of money on my off days. So I literally stole the $100 off days concept from Mike. But to put it for those who haven't read the book yet, is my goal was to make $100 on each off day. Forget every other day during the week. So if I work 5 days during the week and I have this side business, and my side business, I'm only putting in 2 days a week. If I make $100 on each off day, I make an extra $200 a week. That's $800 a month. Most people are having a real hard time making $800 a month in their business, even full time. It's tough.
That's real.
But
that's real.
I really just set a goal, and this is for my speakers. The $100 off days formula, it works, but I'm really saying set a goal, but I'm putting it in my own formula.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, I could say in the book, hey, set a goal. We've heard that before, but as a speaker, because I know probably a lot of speakers follow you, you have to come up with these formulas that are your own. You know what I'm saying? I got a chapter called Free Lunch where my goal was to take a successful person to lunch, and that's how you build relationships. Now, I'm really just saying add some value to somebody, right? But my formula is free lunch, $100 off days. It's just you have to have a formula that works for you, whatever you call it. So I talk a lot about disgust. Like, you got to get disgusted at some point. One of the things that I got disgusted with was I remember one time I had like $5 total and I needed some gas.
Ooh.
But I also needed to eat. I was hungry. So I had to make a decision. Do I put the money in my gas tank? Do I get something to eat? Do I have to make? And in this process, I'm getting disgusted at this gas tank, at this gas station. Like, yo, what am I going to do with this $5? That was the day I said I'll never put $5 in my gas tank ever again.
Oh.
Ever. Since that day, I've never put $5. Some days I put $6. Some days I put $8. Some days I put $10. But never $5. You know what I mean?
Man.
And then you get to these other levels of disgust where you say to yourself, I will never, ever have to make a payment arrangement. I felt so it was belittling that I had to like ask this company, yo, I just need a couple more days making payment. I got disgusted and I said, yo, I will never make a payment arrangement ever again.
Man.
I'll pay my bills on time. No payment. Well, Sally Mae is different. Y'all got to. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to defer. Okay. But even in that vein, I've been paying my student loans on time because I never, ever want to ask for an extension. Because when somebody owes me money, like, I don't want to give you an extension.
Oh, you don't want to hear that. Oh,
pay me.
Yeah, you was like, yeah, you got what you got. So let me. Ooh.
Even if it's a company, like, you know. So, man. That's my tangent.
Okay. I can appreciate it because I never even thought about it like that. Because and that's one thing I really enjoyed also is just seeing that. Like how you just broke it down. You said it's a formula and everybody needs their own formulas. But when I was reading it, I just read the free lunch concept and I just took it as its own as its own thing. I didn't even calculate it up like that or put it together. But okay, so I had some questions. I was like, I want to ask these questions. Cuz yeah, man. So like what is your, because I know you're an entrepreneur through and through. Like what is the end game goal for you? Or is there an end game goal?
Yeah, it's definitely an end game. One of my goals was to make $1 billion, not for the billion, not to be called a billionaire, but for what it makes of you to be a billionaire. You know what I mean? You know what type of relationships you got to have to make $1 billion, or the level of thinking, or like the level of fearlessness you got to have to make $1 billion.
I've never even, man.
Think of the type of person to go from where we are right now to a billion. What type of, you don't stumble on $1 billion.
No, you don't get that by accident.
Yeah, you don't trip on that. You low key can have a good idea and stumble on six figures. The way it works now, a video can go viral. It makes $1 billion. It takes a real man or a woman to do that. So that's definitely one of my goals. But teaching entrepreneurship, and also I study like the Bible through history and things of that nature. So ultimately, that's what I want to do ultimately.
Pastor Dave?
Work. No, not Pastor.
Oh, not Pastor. Okay.
Enough to make it to heaven. You know what I'm saying? Do what I can do.
I got you. Okay, so I want to read you some parts from your book, even though it wasn't even meant to be geared around your book, but man. It added a lot of value to me, man.
Okay,
it really did. Okay, so when you hear this, what do you think? This is just a brief excerpt. Even though I have a successful clothing brand, I'm not necessarily passionate about fashion or clothing.
I was never like passionate about like t-shirts. It was a good idea. I was passionate about, you know, entrepreneurship, but originally the t-shirts was a good idea. It wasn't like I just loved making t-shirts, or ever since I was a little boy I always wanted to make a t-shirt brand. No, it was a good idea and I went with it. So Warren Buffett says that what you like to do should be your hobby, what the world likes to do should be a business. And people are trying to mix their hobby and their business when their hobby isn't necessarily the best business decision. Make sense? Yeah. So it was a good idea. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take on some stuff right now. I got a meeting with my man Alex on a trucking business. I'm not passionate about trucks. I'm not even looking forward to getting into trucks, but we're going to have a conversation because it's a good idea. It's a good business idea. Yeah, can I make this thing happen? So even speaking, now I do love teaching entrepreneurship to kids and things of that nature, but it started out as a hobby. And right now I don't push getting speaking gigs to where it's like a job. Mm-hmm. I like building businesses. So that statement is, it just stop following your passion all the time. Follow a good idea. Learn the industry. Go get the bag so you can do what you're passionate about.
Okay. So lately I've been tuning into your podcast, Real Social Proof.
Yes, sir.
Real Social Proof is the name of the podcast. Excellent, excellent podcast.
Thank you.
Hands down. So I listened to an episode with you and the shooter, Mr. Brandon Dixon.
Yes.
And the title of this episode was Entrepreneurship is Bad for You.
Yeah.
Is everybody meant to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think so.
Does everybody have the ability to be an entrepreneur?
I think everybody does have the ability to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can manufacture wanting to do it. It's like, you know that feeling that you get when you got to set up this podcast. You got to arrange with the person you're going to interview. You got to set everything up. You're not, burning desire. I love it. I got to do it. But you can see the future. You can see how if you do enough of these, it's going to take you to a certain level, right?
Mm.
I don't know where that comes from. And I can kind of help guide you, but I don't know if you can teach it to everybody, especially some people's preconceived notion is so bad about entrepreneurship. It's like you'll never be able to talk yourself into it because your mind is so negative. Next time you go to a school, ask the kids how many people want to run their own business or be an entrepreneur. Very few hands.
Really?
Try it.
Oh, wow.
Their idea is, and this is, I'm telling you, I do it every school I go to, and the majority say, yo, my goal is to get a job. I need to get a job. Where'd they get that from?
Dang.
The majority. I'm telling you, just do it. Any school you go to. Their idea about entrepreneurship is that it's risky.
Mm-hmm.
You lose all your money. I've heard that a couple times from a couple different students in a couple different schools. Oh, entrepreneur, no, you lose all your money. Where y'all get that from?
I mean, the definition of entrepreneur, I looked it up for a presentation a while ago, but it's basically talking about taking a chance. It's really, that's loosely saying the definition, but that's what I recall of it.
But who came up with that definition? Taking a chance. A job, you don't say the definition of a job is taking a chance,
man,
even though.
The definition of taking a job, yeah.
Yo, you can get a house, a car, build a family based on the foundation of, yo, I got this job that's going to take care of it. But if another person doesn't like you, they can fire you. That's risky. That's taking a chance.
That's really risky.
And the way you get approved for a house is based on your W-2s or however your source of income is. So they're saying, yo, I'll give you a house if you got this secure job you've been on for 2 years. But are jobs really that secure? That's risky. The definition of jobs should be taking a chance that your boss is going to love you forever. And not have beef with you.
Taking a chance that you can accrue all this debt and then you can get fired tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been fired because one of my managers didn't like me. I've been fired. I mean, it's not like, yo, I don't like you, get out of here. But it's every little thing that I do. Oh, Dave was 2 minutes late. The other person, Dave was 5 minutes late. Why you ain't? Oh, but you don't like me. That's risky. Jobs is risky.
Man, say.
Jobs are pretty risky.
I mean, we're talking about jobs. I mean, I think it's just the place of like people getting caught in a cycle, mm-hmm. and then just doing the same thing over and over, and they get, I guess it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's more so comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable. for sure. But you think about a bird that's sitting on a branch. Mm-hmm. They're not confident in the branch's ability to hold them up. They'll sit on the branch because they have the ability, no matter what happens to the branch, to fly. Right? As an entrepreneur, once you start to develop this ability, like, I know I can go make money. I'm not focused on the branch. I'm not focused on the economy. I don't care what a boss says. I know my own ability. And through entrepreneurship, I've been able to develop it. So I'll sit on any branch. If the branch breaks, I'll just fly off. If T-shirts, like the price of T-shirts go up, like the cotton goes up, I can switch. I can pivot. I'm an entrepreneur. And people stop reading books. I'm an entrepreneur. I could pivot. If the branch breaks, my wings, they work. So that's why I teach entrepreneurship to kids, because I'm trying to make sure your wings work. Just in case anything happens to your situation, you'll be fine.
Man. Damn. I almost want to ask you, like, what's been the big, because I know you coach in your community Sleepless Nights. Like, what's been, like, one of the biggest testimonies of somebody's, that you've heard from somebody? Like, maybe somebody who came into the program and they were just negative and they're like, this ain't going to work. I'm going to give you a month, Dave. Like, something crazy like that. And then you see them with a complete transformation.
I don't think that's ever happened, where somebody comes in negative, or at least they didn't tell me they came in negative.
Okay.
I believe how you approach it is what you're going to get out of it. If you're like, yo, this ain't going to work, you're going to pick out every little thing, because I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect coach, okay? I help a lot of people. But if you come in negative, you can be like, oh, well, he did that. Oh, I don't like the way. Oh, you'll probably leave. But I have countless testimonies of people who had the right mindset and said, I don't know what to do. Kiana Butler, for example, she came and said, yo, I don't know what to do as an entrepreneur. I just know I need to do something. So we hopped on the phone and we worked through some ideas. And one thing I suggested was social media management, because listened to some Gary Vee, like, yo, that's where the ball's going to be. Right? So anybody who understands social media and can manage it well will excel no matter what. So she took that on.
Okay.
And she's killing it right now. She packed up from North Carolina, moved down to Atlanta, and hasn't looked back ever since. She's killing the game right now. Kim Daniels, she joined the program a few years ago. She had 3 books written, never produced them.
Oh, wow.
Came into the program, and now she's like a whole nother person. Countless testimonials of people who are really going from zero to, you know, on the road to living their dream.
So, Dave, I'm curious just to ask now, for the individual who's in square one, they're to that point, like you're talking about, they're disgusted. Like, they're disgusted with their job situation. They're disgusted with themselves. When they're like, I want a better life. I want to pursue entrepreneurship, but I don't know where to start. What would you tell that person? Like, if they're like, I need something tangible. I mean, I would tell them to grab this book. But what would you tell them?
Really good start. I'd probably tell them to find a coach first. Somebody who can maybe even be hands-on and walk them through the process. Now, I have very few clients that I work with one-on-one, but that's where you really get the love and care and somebody that's really on your butt and, like, helping you through ideas. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely seek out a coach, you know, or a community to get in the environment. So our coaching program, Sleepless Nights, I give a lot of information. I'm on a call every single morning, Monday through Friday. It's $47 a month. Like, so each call is like a dollar and some change.
When I heard you break that down, I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then people are like, yo, okay, so why should I join 47? I'm not even into convincing you for that. Like, I'm not hopping on the phone. I'm not even replying to that. Like, it's $47. That's like you got 2 books that are $25 a piece or $20 a piece. And they're like, okay, well, let me get the author. Explain to me why I should. What? Yo, and I'm on the call every morning, talking just like this, every morning, every single morning, Monday through Friday. So our community is dope. And you kind of ask questions and just kind of get in the environment of other entrepreneurs as well. So that's where I would start.
Okay.
You need mentorship. You need guidance. Yeah. People be so on the fence about that little $47.
Oh, but at the same time, if you catch them at Finish Line or Foot Locker, they're not arguing. They're not arguing, they're not arguing the price of Jordan. Oh, how much are they? Oh,
the
I got the change.
Come out,
man.
They here for it.
That's man. Well, okay. So I guess what you're saying is that they're. Well, nah, this might be a reach. I was about to say I guess what you're saying is they're looking for real social proof. They're looking for. I want to hear how this concept came about. Mm-hmm. Like, how did the concept for the Real Social Proof Conference come, the podcast? Like, how did that even come about?
Really good question. So, I was on tour with ET in 2017, then 2018, did my own tour. 2019, we did the Social Proof Conference. But throughout the tour, I was talking to one of my friends, and I was like, yo, I want to do a major conference. Because shouts out to my boy Drew. He got the conference called BYOB, Build Your Own Brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
phenomenal
yeah.
Phenomenal conference. I went to this conference last year. I spoke at it, and you had 1,000 people there.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I'm going to these cities, and we got 100 people in the building. I can do 1,000. The only reason I said 1,000, the number 1,000, because Drew had 1,000. So that's a part of just being in the environment of people that's moving in a particular direction. But
yeah, serious.
I said, well, I got to do my conference. I got to do a conference. And me and my friend, we started mapping it out. And actually, his name's G. He came up with the name Real Social Proof and put our foot on the gas from there. And then next year, we'll double the numbers.
Man. Because, I saw the lineup. I wanted to come. I didn't come. But I saw the line. Yeah, it was. It was a very bad decision. I saw the lineup, and I was like, this is – it's like the NBA All-Star game.
Ah, yeah, absolutely.
On steroids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I saw, I was like, man, this is that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I saw my boy Scully. I believe he came out because he was getting some. Yeah, I saw Inky was out here.
Yeah. Ooh.
But, man, okay. Yeah, I was just curious, man, because the podcast, y'all are really adding value by way of the podcast. And I know you said the focus of the conference – in some of the other interviews I heard you talking about, is just making sure that people had something that they could take away in every aspect.
Absolutely, yeah. That real content-rich conference. Probably the most tangible conference I've ever been a part of. And I go to a lot of conferences, but it's some are like you're going to leave with motivation, which is good because that's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. Or you'll leave with you know, like some connections, things of that nature. But, and this is the feedback that I'm getting from the conference, I took stuff away. I took something with me. So, it was dope. It was dope, man.
Yeah, that's super powerful. Mm-hmm. So now, Dave, I want to transition this segment I like to call 5 words.
Okay.
And this is when I give you the opportunity to describe yourself in 5 words.
Okay.
So, please.
5 words would be entrepreneur, for sure. I would also say entrepreneur again. I'm just playing. number two, I would say practical. I give really practical information. I like to think that I'm relatable. Loyal. I'm really loyal, almost to a fault sometimes. And simplistic. Simplistic, yeah.
Okay.
If I had to pick 5, yeah.
Yeah, I can see all the, I can't see loyalty through your book, but just, I mean, through your brand and through all that, I definitely can see that. Just by the way you break down concepts and just the way you make it really tangible.
Thanks.
But I have, this is a question just random, just off the record. Well, on the record.
It's on the record.
Yeah,
now.
It's on the record. But how did you come up with the idea, or this is just something you want to try out, when you was eating the chips in one of your videos, you walked out there and started eating the chips. You just, I was like, what?
I just be wanting to do stuff that's different. So I've been trying to figure out how I can give my message without just jumping on a camera and giving a message.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody does that. Everybody turns their phone on. Hey, guys, this is David. I got a message for you today. This is what I want to tell you. Everybody does that.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I just try to do, like, add elements that nobody's doing. It's not the biggest thing, but sometimes the smallest thing that you add to your content that makes it different. You know,
minimal change, simplistic
yeah.
change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there it goes. Okay, now we're at the Winner's Circle of the Week segment, and this is when you get the opportunity to shine light on somebody that, you know, you've seen them out here working, you've seen them out here grinding, mm-hmm. but you just don't feel that they've gotten their just due or they've gotten their flowers. I'm just curious to hear from you, Mr. Shands. Who is your Winner's Circle of the Week?
Shouts out to my boy Jovan. He runs the e-complex, like he manages the complex. He's killing it. And not only is he on a journey of like succeeding mm-hmm. in his own right, but he's on a health journey. Just lost like 30 pounds just through being consistent. And literally he came in just as a client of mine, and he's kind of been able to elevate to like really managing this entire place. And he makes money off of everything this complex makes money off of, just being around, you know what I mean? So I believe he has some great things in the works. My partner, Janae, who's like really behind the scenes in terms of like helping everything move forward. She's kind of like the glue to this whole business model that we have. My partner, Brandon, he's been able to grow incredibly from, you know, just asking me to shoot some video for me, to really building his own brand and building his own personality, building his own company. Yeah. You know what I mean? He has what's called the Shooter's Camp, where he takes people and teaches them how to become a shooter, like how to make money with your camera. So I'm just really proud of my whole team, man.
Definitely. Well, can you just say what their Instagrams are, so people, if they're listening, they can connect with them?
Oh, yeah. I think Joe is Jovan Palmer, Jovan Palmer. Brandon Dixon is Brandon Shot Me. I believe Janae is Jay Bradley or something like that. Jay Bradley CPA.
We'll have it all down in the show notes for sure.
Yeah.
But Brandon definitely, I attended one of his webinars that he did, mm-hmm. and he definitely helped me when it came to now transitioning and utilizing Instagram TV. Mm-hmm. I had to hit him up the other day and tell him, I was like, man, that was great content.
Yeah.
When he really helped just break down what you need to do to make this work and how you can benefit from Instagram TV. So I definitely have to give my hats off to him.
For sure. He's doing his thing, man.
Man. Definitely. Definitely. Because I met him. This was when in California.
Oh, really?
At the Stay Ready. Oh, yeah. Good, at the Stay good, Ready. Good, at the yeah. Stay Ready. So now we like to have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
So now this is what we call this or that. And this is when you just get some rapid fire questions. And then if I say Coke or Pepsi, then you say
juice.
Exactly wrong.
juice. I don't like either one.
The purple drink. Give me the purple drink.
Right, right. straight drink.
Oh, okay. And here we go. Chicken or beef?
Chicken, for sure.
Oh, summer or fall?
Summer.
Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Work hard, play hard?
Both.
Oh, McDonald's, Burger King?
Yuck. Ugh.
Doritos.
Yo, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Disgusting.
Oh, man. Oh, are you vegan?
No.
Vegetarian?
Sometimes. Depending on when you ask me. Sometimes I'm vegan. Sometimes I'm vegetarian. Sometimes I'm pescatarian. It depends.
Oh, so you're on that vegan-ish journey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Vegan-esque.
Oh, I forgot the question. I was going to ask one more. Oh, work hard, play hard.
Both.
Oh, there it is. Boom. Just like that. This or that. It's just simple and painless as possible. Now, share with the successors where they can find you, where they can follow you, that good information.
For any booking inquiries, you can hit me at info@davidneversleeps.com. You can find me on Instagram at sleep is for suckers with the number 4. I'm so around. My YouTube channel is Sleep is for Suckers HD. Powerful content on there as well.
Just
reach out to me. We got a lot going on. Just released my second book, Networking No-Nos, which is really good. You can go to no-nos.com. Dreams Are Built Overnight is an amazing book. Sleepless Nights Coaching with a K, like nights like a horse, sleeplessnightscoaching.com. Enroll in the program. Try it out for a month. It's $47. You can't beat that. Not hard to find.
That's actually less than a date.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because on a date, you know, you need two people, especially a date at the Cheesecake Factory.
Me and my wife. Oh, way more than $47.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't want to know where y'all eat. Well, I might need to know where y'all eat so I can.
Yo,
so
think
I can
about it. If you go to, it don't gotta be nothing fancy.
That
if
is
you go
true.
To, if you go to, let's say, Cheesecake Factory,
yeah.
right? The average meal is $19. So that's 20 times 2 is $40. Oh, don't get a drink and a dessert. It's over.
And then you have to tip. Well, you know, some
you
people,
gotta tip.
Some people don't.
Appetizer?
Operate. Some people don't operate by that concept. You have to tip.
Right. First off, it's 20%. Shouts out to all my servers. If your server
Definitely.
Gives you a great service, give them 20%. But look at this. Two meals, $20 a piece. That's $40.
Yeah.
20% of that is $8. We're at $48.
Well, you can That's hear not from even me. Counting tax.
You can hear from me every single morning for less than that. So,
I mean, that's real. That's real. And then just like you were saying before, like you just apply information. Like you apply information and then it will get you further than a meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, okay. So with that, now we're just down to the end of the show. This is the final thought that you have for the people.
You can win. You can win. Whatever winning looks like for you. But you're only going to be able to win if you understand what winning looks like to you. You know what I mean? Like whatever you decide winning is, you can do it because there's other people that have been in that situation that come from worse situations than you that have won. So I want you to know 100% with 100% confidence that you can win. You just have to do your part. You can win. I'm just excited for you because I think somebody's going to hear it and it's going to click.
Mm.
Yo, you know what? He's right. I can win. So I just want you to know that you can win no matter how long it takes, no matter how many failures you've had, forget your past. I don't care what situation you're in right now, but at the end of the day, you can win if you identify what winning looks like and you keep moving towards that goal every single day.
Boom, straight like that.
Yeah.
We're logging out here with the David Chance. Mr. Sleep is for Suckers.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, no, man. I'm glad you're available, man. But we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones with the David Chance of the Entrepreneurship Bible. reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?